Greetings, it is I, the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interwebs. I'm going to try to make this fast because I'm cooking. And as I'm standing here thinking about stuff, I start having brilliant ideas, as I always do. I was about to launch into a rant about this. If anybody ever sees me like walking around just ranting to myself, they probably think I'm some kind of schizophrenic street preacher or something. So I'm in the process right now. I talked about this a little bit in the past. I just finished watching, and I'll be talking about these more in the future. I just finished watching the two videos I've referenced in the past. The guy with the hidden camera going undercover and at a gay bar, and all the homosexuals admitting they were molested as children, admitting that they have molested children, and admitting that they do not believe they were born gay, but that it was a choice they made. All right. In the video where gays are admitting that homosexuality is a choice, not something biological, there's this clip of Dan Savage. I've talked about Dan Savage before. He's a sex columnist. He does a podcast. I used to read his stuff. I don't anymore just because it's not available to me. I haven't listened to his podcast in a while, but I like a lot of things he does and says. I recommended in the past you listen to him. I recommend now you listen to him. Just when it comes to politics, he's clearly a fucking idiot because he was all having a hard-on for Obama. And we see how 6 years of Obama have worked out. Are you better off now than you were 8 years ago? Anyway, there's this clip of Dan Savage on the news saying something to the effect of, "People tell me that homosexuality is a choice. Well, I say to them, prove it." And Dan Savage is a homosexual. And I'm still struggling to find a word, because for atheist, we have statheist, for statist atheist, right? Statheist. It's a great word. It rolls off the tongue. For feminists who are statist, and as I've said before, all feminists are statist. You cannot be a feminist and not be a statist. So for feminist, we have statheist. So we have atheist, like just normal atheists who are anarcho-capitalist. And then we have statheist, if you're an atheist and a statist. So for normal women, we have the word women. Even statist women, you can have like this normal level of statism and be a woman without not being a femistatist. But for women who are severe statist and severe feminist, we have femistatist. So I'm still looking for the word that will differentiate what I'm going to call normal homosexuals. By that, I just mean homosexuals who are not statist, because they do exist, from what, until I come up with a better word, I'm calling fags, which are the type of homosexuals in these videos. Homosexuals who were raped as small children and now as 30, 40, 50-year-old adults are having sex with 12, 14, 16-year-old boys and raping them. And who, of course, believe that the government should give them money and protect them and all this other stuff. So those are fags as opposed to homosexuals. I still need to integrate somehow statist, like statheist and femistatist, so that it sounds snappy. I don't know what that word is yet. Anyway, Dan Savage with his fag self, because he is excruciatingly statist. I mean, he's statist as fuck. So I say, listen to Dan Savage for his advice on relationships and sex and love, yada, yada, yada. It's pretty good. But as soon as he starts talking about politics, either tune him out or just fall on the floor laughing, because he's a fucking moron. He is as fucking statist Obama humping as you can get. So Savage says, people claim that homosexuality is a choice. Prove it. Okay, here's why Dan Savage is a fucking idiot and should be ignored. There are two possibilities, according to where we are right now in our society, for homosexuality. There are those who say it is a choice. There are those who say it is genetic. Now, there could be third options. If you've listened to this podcast any amount of time, you know my opinions about conflict duality and how stupid people are in our society right now because they can't contain more than two thoughts, right? It's either Republican or Democrat. It's either conservative or liberal. homosexual marriage. It's either illegal or it's legal, right? The concept of the government not being involved in marriage never occurs to people because they're too fucking stupid to get that third option, right? They're just too fucking stupid. Same thing, homosexuality. You know, is it genetic or is it a choice? Well, I mean, maybe there's a third option. I don't have a third option right now. I don't know what it is. I'm just saying there could be a third option. There could even be a fourth. There could even be a fifth. But the point is, the debate right now, in so much as it exists, there's not much of a debate. Because, of course, if you question homosexuality, you are attacked. You're racist, sexist, homophobic, patriarchal. They will silence you. The GLBT KKK will come and hunt you down. They will bring lawyers against you, all this other stuff. So there's not a lot of debate because you're not allowed to question homosexuals. That's why homosexuals can get away with coming on YouTube and admitting they fucked 14-year-old boys, because they're not pedophiles, they're homosexuals. They're fags. They're faggots. And so they're a protected group. They're allowed to have sex with small children. Because if you don't let faggots fuck 14-year-old boys, you're homophobic. Okay, is it a choice or is it genetic? Dan Savage says that if it's a choice, you have to prove it. This is why Dan Savage is a moron and why you should listen to me. Okay, let's start with genetic because it's easier. If homosexuality is genetic, that means homosexual behavior is caused by a gene or a sequence of genes being activated as opposed to deactivated. That's what genetic means. If it is genetic, there must be a gene or sequence of genes which, when activated, cause that behavior. Otherwise, it's not genetic. That's the definition of genetic. Now, scientists, with my tax money, have mapped the human genome. If there is, in fact, a gene that controls sexual orientation, that can be found. It can actually be located, just like a gene that controls hair color, eye color, you know, genetic diseases, whatever it may be, whatever the gender, whatever their genes for, the genes for those things exist, and therefore they can be located. They are tangible, they are biological, they are objective. If there's a gene and you find this gene and everybody this gene is active in, their eyes are brown, you got a pretty good fucking chance that that's the gene brown eyes, okay? There's actual science there. It can be confirmed or denied by research. It can be verified. It can be tested. It is objective. It is empirical. To say that people who think homosexuality is a choice have to prove it is a choice is nonsensical, because that is impossible. You cannot prove something is a choice. A choice is a subjective thing. A choice does not exist in the real world. Now, you can say the manifestations of that choice do exist in the real world. I can make a choice to paint my kitchen purple. You can come to my house, you can go into the kitchen, you can see the walls of the kitchen are painted purple. That is the tangible, objective, observable, empirical result of my choice. But you cannot see my choice, you cannot measure my choice. My choice does not exist outside of my brain, outside of my consciousness. When I die, that choice vanishes. The choice cannot be seen, measured, experienced, touched, felt, smelt, tasted by any person other than myself. And I could lie and say I made the choice to paint the kitchen purple, when in fact it may have been somebody else's choice. So to say that we have to prove, we, the royal we, to say that somebody has to prove homosexuality is a choice is, of course, impossible. Even if you have, you see in this video, homosexual men saying, I chose to be homosexual. Homosexual is not genetic. I made this choice. This is what I want to do. They could all be lying. You don't know that. You cannot see, hear, smell, taste, measure the choice in a person's brain to have sex with or not have sex with a person or a people or this group or that group. Again, you can see the results. We can say this man is having sex with this 14-year-old boy. And that is the result of him choosing to have sex with a 14-year-old boy because he knows the GLBTKKK will protect him from being called a pedophile and put in prison because he can hide behind his faggot status. So we can see the results of the choice. But we cannot see the choice. So when Dan Savage or any other GLBTKKK activist says that you have to prove homosexuality is a choice, this is sheer fucking nonsense. If homosexuality is genetic, and I don't know, and I don't give a fuck, I only care about the results. I only care that people are fucking small children, and these people should be killed. That's the only part I give a fuck about. You want to ask the government for permission to get married because you're a fucking slave? You go do it, you faggot. You go do whatever the fuck. Just stop fucking children. I don't give a shit if it's genetic or if it's a choice. Stop fucking children and hiding behind your fucking faggotness and having the GLBTKKK protect you. That's all I care about. If homosexuality is genetic or if it's a choice, only the genetic part of that, only the genetic option can be proven or disproven in an empirical, scientific, observable, objective, reproducible way. You cannot prove or disprove a person's choices. So for those of you who are statist and you think you're intelligent, you're not. So please just shut the fuck up and stop defending child molesters, you sick fucking fuckers, you.